You're listening to Comedy Central.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm by no means an economist, nor am I an expert on stock markets and all things finance related, but you have to admit, a lot of what happens on Wall Street seems like a scam. Like, I really, today was one of the strangest things to read. It was yesterday, stock market goes up. Why does stock market go up? Because they say they were happy that Jerome Powell said they would, the Fed would never increase the interest rate by more than 0.5%. So they were like, yeah, and then it went up. And then today was crazy. The market was just like crashing in a way. It was like, you know, they're like, it's a bloodbath. And I was like, why? And they're like, oh, because they misinterpreted what he said. And then I was like, wait. First of all, how does that happen? How are markets changing because somebody didn't read something or understands, and all of you at the same time? And then secondly, why do markets do that? Does that make sense? Like, that's something where I was like, why do markets have the ability to do that? Why is it like jumping in fortunes, then going down? And like all of it, this is like a scammy nature to the whole thing. And I think they've tricked everyone into going like, no, it's the economy, it's for you. It's for you. All of good economy, good for you. And you're like, is it though? For everyone, it's like, yes, good for you. And I get it for, like, you know, people's retirements, and I get it for 401ks, and I understand those aspects of it. But I've realized there's so many things that are, like, designed in such a slick, scammy way. Like, the Elon Musk Twitter thing is one of the best examples, right? People argue that you cannot tax billionaires on the shares that they hold in a company because it is an unrealized gain, right? So they go like, yeah, you're worth $300 billion, but we can't tax you on those stocks because you haven't sold the shares, so you don't, like, have the money, right? But you're worth the money, but you don't have the money. And so, and I understand the argument. They go like, no, you don't have it. It's just what it's worth, because it could also crash, and then you have nothing, so we can't tax you on it. Then I'm like, okay, I understand that. So you can't tax the people on a thing because they don't have it. It's just there. Okay, fine. Then Elon Musk offers to buy Twitter, right? He offers to buy it. And then he says, in his offer, he goes, I'm putting up my Tesla stock as collateral. Then I'm like, so you do have it? Then he's like, no, I don't have it. I don't have it, I'm just gonna say as collateral. So then they accept the offer. He now buys Twitter. Now that they've accepted his offer, he now goes to private equity and banks and, like, other rich people and whatever. He goes like, can you guys borrow me the money to buy Twitter? And then he's like, I want to buy Twitter because I don't want to sell any of my Tesla shares. So I want to use your money to buy Twitter. And then it's like, but then they're like, what are we loaning it against? And he's like, well, my Tesla shares. Then I'm going like, wait. So you can buy a thing based on what you have. Yes. But when we want to tax you, you can say, I don't have it. Do you hear what I'm saying here? And now, like, just think of, like, the illogic of it. It's like such a fun game that, like, billionaires get to play, because all their money is in that, right? Like if you earn your money as a salary, that your money just gets taxed. That's it. You can't be like the IRS comes and you can't be like, I don't have that money. You can't be like, that money's in the bank. I don't have that money. What money? It's in the bank. Only when I take it out, then you can tax me. For now, it's in the bank, IRS. No, IRS is like, don't worry, we've got your PIN number. We'll handle this. Right? But then if you have billions in shares, you can then use that as money to then get more money but not get taxed on any money because you don't have money. And now, I'm not saying that you should tax people based on an unrealized gain, because I understand for a market and an economy that might be crazy. But I am saying it seems to me that you then shouldn't be able to use a thing that's unrealized as collateral.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.